figuring his crews and his hauling in and all. And we got an order for fresh pack. You know, to go in these little cellophane bags and go on the ship, your wife would buy 29 cents for a little pack. Well, every leaf got to be cut separate, you see, up here for the tannery or the fresh pack or whatever. So you set that machine 5 inches above the ground, you cut it up there, you don't get any dirt, you don't get anything much up 5 inches above the ground. But you're cutting out there with a knife, you're cutting with a pound. When that basket hits the scales, it's supposed to tip the scales, let's say you're cutting 17 pound baskets. If she goes up, fine. Don't you get failed to go up there time or two, they'd say you put a little more on next time before we come back, send you back. So the weight, you know, from here down, those little big coarse stems, they're heavy. So you drop your knife a little lower because you want the weight. Now you got one man in the crew, and he's crooked so-and-so anyhow, so he dips her into the ground. Every time that hand comes up, he's got a teaspoonful of sand with it too. Because that sand's heavy. Cost the tannery down you more to get those old butt stems out of there and that sand out of there than they can afford to pay for cheap spinach. Where that machine cuts it up here 5 or 6 inches above the ground and goes on. Now the machine will cut it right in smack in the ground if that's what you want. Now we call up out here and say, say you got the spinach out there, it's making a lot of time. Now I said, I got an order for a bunch of number 10s. Number 10s, these great big old gallon cans going to the army. Boy, I tell you, they like tonnage too. But you talk about labeling. Now your wife wants a certain brand. You can tell her this or get it, I don't care which. But I sell Texaco butane. In the wintertime, it's cold and bad. We got those transports coming in here with 7,500 gallons in 3 or 4 a week. They load over to Maysville. And they can load those things over at the rate of 4 an hour, which is a lot of trucks in a day. So every brand, every color truck in Western Arkansas, from Little Rock, Arkansas back, loads there at Maysville. Everybody loads his own brand. We go down here to the cannery tonight, right now. They've got a warehouse down there, spread 30 or 40 train car loads of green beans sitting over there.